I invite you to grab your outlines that you have in your bulletins. Always put one in there, but this time I want to follow it a little more closely. I want to go through it a little more closely and highlight some things and actually ask you to circle some of the things on it. Talk about something that's very difficult for us, and really what it boils down to and what I would hope to share with you this morning is really God can give us a new character, and by building a character in us through a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, it actually helps us in our relationships. It helps us getting along with one another. I think that's really the key. So that's what I hope to share with you today, because James has this section in his epistle, and you can see the language in it is really strong. But there's a reason for that. If you think about it, every day you encounter different types of people, right? I mean, we all do. And some of us are working, some of us are retired, but all of us encounter different types of people. And sometimes those people are really great. They're wonderful people. They're delightful. We're just really blessed by them, right? And then sometimes they're difficult. They're a real pain in the back end. Seriously. And it's hard. So this is the way life is. Sometimes people are very intriguing. We're intrigued, and sometimes they're intimidating. You ever been around intimidating people? And you feel intimidated around them. You don't feel safe. This is how life is. And the thing is that if your relationships are not good, like let's say your closest relationships especially, if they're not good, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable. And really, for us to have a contented and a happy life, it's good to have positive relationships, one with another. So that's what James is talking about. That's what I wanted to invest some time in sharing with you, and just look at what James is talking about us to improve that and help that in our lives. And I don't think it's really like a self-improvement thing. I don't want to just leave you with, okay, go out and do these things, all right? I really don't want to do that. We're just, okay, I do all these things, kind of like a self-improvement course or things like that. What I really want to do is look at the life and person of Jesus Christ and look at His example and how when you deal with difficult people and difficult situations in your life, or you say words that you shouldn't have said, that you know where to find comfort and strength for you, and as a process, you will become a better example of the good relationships that James is trying to foster in us and trying to grow within us. And you can see in that he shares some things that are pretty serious. He tells us in verse 13, he says, if you harbor bitter envy, selfish ambition in your heart, he says, such wisdom doesn't come down. He says, don't boast and talk about it, deny the truth. But he says, such wisdom comes down not from heaven. It's earthly. It's unspiritual. It's from the devil. It's evil. And then he makes an interesting statement, which if you think about it, it's very profound. For wherever you find envy and selfish ambition, there you will find discord and every evil practice. You see, lack of wisdom causes all kinds of disorder and problems and chaos and confusion. Do you have confusion in your workplace? Do you have confusion? Do you have trouble and anxiety in your home or in your relationships? This is a deep statement. It gives us some good thought to think about where it's really coming from. And so how do you become wise to people? Well, in your outline, I took verse 17 and took four different points from verse 17. Let me go ahead and read the verse to us first. But wisdom that comes from heaven is first pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruits, and impartial. Well, first of all, it's pure. It has values. It's pure. It means something. And I don't know about you, but for me nowadays, in our culture, I am just sick and tired of all the fighting and the wrangling. whether it's in politics or whether it's in, you know, just life, it seems like it is so easy just to be saying disparaging comments to someone else. And it's considered acceptable. It's considered right. And no, it's not right. And it does lead. It leads to the things that James is talking about, and we see that. We see that in our political system. And I don't care what your political views are. That's not the point. But, you know, it's very interesting. It's pure. It's right. It speaks nice things. It speaks good things. And, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, that when we hear the voice of Christ speaking to us, when we hear the love of Christ speaking to us, like the video that we saw earlier, it gives us a sense, it gives us a different perspective. It gives us a different idea. It gives us a different understanding. It helps us to see people differently. It helps us to see the world differently. It helps us to see ourselves differently. To be more forgiving, to be more kind, especially towards ourselves. And there is great power, there is great freedom, there is great wonder in that. And it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging, but it focuses on Jesus Christ. If we just look in the world and we get in the competition to how we can be better and how we can do all these things and how we can impress others, you know, that feeds on things and it produces things that are not wholesome, which is what James is talking about. James is saying, focus on Jesus Christ. Look at Him. And that's why I shared earlier that the leaders in Jesus' day, they were absolutely amazed at how much love the church had. Read in the book of Acts. Read in the first few chapters of the book of Acts. And it will absolutely blow you out of the water to see the amount of love and compassion they had. Genuine love. They were selling their properties and they were giving it to help the poor. They were fellowshipping together in their homes. Not worried about whether I have it all organized and all set and everything else and whether I impress them when they come over or give them a good meal or anything. They were just fellowshipping together. And these guys, these leaders, they looked at that. They didn't understand that. They didn't have that. They had competition and fighting and vying for a position in their spiritual leadership of Judaism. This is how their thing went. And they looked at that and they said, these guys have been with Jesus. They couldn't understand it because they had not been with Jesus. And there is something about drawing close to Jesus. Drawing close to the Word of God. So when you've had a horrible day, you've had an altercation, you've had a difficulty, maybe you've said those bad words. I really think, what voice are you hearing? Who's speaking to you? You know, you need to really just draw near to Jesus Christ at that point. You need to know it's for you. You need to know that God is speaking to you, not based on what you did say, what you didn't say, how bad the conversation was, or how bad it got, or anything like that. You just need to draw away and you just need to hear that voice. That's wisdom. You see, this is the wisdom that he's talking about. It's pure. It comes from Christ. It comes through Christ. And he says it's peace-loving. It's calming. Oh my goodness, don't we need that? We need that calm. We need that peace. And we don't find it in the world, do we? It's very difficult. It's really true. And sometimes even the littlest things can really, really get to us. And, you know, I thought of a couple of examples from Scripture because I'm trying to root this in Christ and how He built this sort of wisdom in His disciples. And one example came to mind was when He asked them to cross the Sea of Galilee. And they crossed the Sea of Galilee. And as they were, this big, huge, horrible storm came up. And in one of the versions of that, it's in three of the Gospels. In Mark, it actually says, most amazing thing, is that Jesus went up on the shore, and he was up on the mountain, and he was watching them as they're struggling in the sea. And so that actually is an encouragement to me, that the Lord is actually watching over you. It doesn't seem like that, does it, when you don't have peace and when you're frustrated and you're full of anxiety? It doesn't seem like God is really watching over you, but He is. And He came into that situation, into the midst of that situation. And they were still scared. But He spoke peace to them. I mean, what are you struggling with? What are you having difficulty with? And there was another example that really spoke to me too. It was probably one of the more difficult things in their whole relationship with the disciples and Jesus, of Him going to the cross, because this was their very best friend. And, you know, it's amazing how many times in the gospel he actually told them, he came alongside, and he said, look, guys, we're going to Jerusalem. They're going to arrest me. They're going to betray me. They're going to crucify me. And he told them that. He kept telling them that. And so I think about that, you know, in our relationships, when we're struggling to have better relationships, when we're struggling to get along with each other, it's good for us to go to God, to listen to what he's telling to us. Listen to what he's saying to us in his word. Now, Proverbs give us great wisdom. James is trying to give us great wisdom. Jesus Christ is trying to give us that wisdom. He's trying to speak to us. And I think what James is crying out to us is just hear that. Listen to that. It is powerful. It's the Word of God. It creates faith and sustains faith. And then I was thinking along that, it's understanding. Now, understanding is such a beautiful thing. And I look at how understanding Jesus Christ is. And he was just moved by compassion a number of times in his ministry, to the core of his being. He saw people in their needs, and he wanted to help them. He wanted to have compassion on them. And it's really good for us to know that Jesus Christ cares for us in our struggling and in our difficulties. He reaches out to us. He understands that we don't get along. He understands that we argue and fight sometimes. And he wants to be that encouragement to us. And James goes on to say, he says that it is attractive, it's full of mercy, and it's full of good fruit. And this made me think about this, because a lot of times in our relationships, isn't it true that things don't always get better right away? And sometimes you have to wait upon God, you have to pray about things, you have to trust in God. And it bears good fruit. And there is something about waiting and trusting on our Lord, about allowing him to work, to believe that he can help with my kids, to believe that he can help me deal with my boss, to believe that he can help me deal in my marriage, that it can be better, all these things. You see, that's part of wisdom, that it bears good fruit. But what he's getting behind that is it's a process of us waiting and trusting, knowing that God is compassionate and he's helpful. And knowing that he loves us and he cares for us and that his word will speak to us. You see, when this gets in our hearts and minds, when this gets in our hearts and minds, we begin to become different people. We actually become to be transformed by this grace of God. It actually starts influencing how we look at life, how we look at others, and how we approach things. It's a very powerful thing. This is what the disciples believed. This is what they followed. This is how they changed the world. Now, they trusted in this. And that's why I put at the end, to grow. So we grow in Christ. And I like to just look, if you look with me on the back side of the insert there. So here are some things I would encourage us to do. In that first verse, a beautiful verse, it says, I always remember you in all my prayers. This is the Apostle Paul praying for us and for the Ephesians. I always remember you in my prayers, asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you a spirit of wisdom. You see, he wants us to have a spirit of wisdom. Revelation. So that you will know him better. If you know him better, it is going to bless your relationships. It's going to give you the wisdom that you need to live life. The wisdom of the world is too darn loud. It's loud. It's intrusive. And it's good for us to listen to the wisdom of God speaking to us. It's helpful. So I would encourage you to put circle ask there, asking. We should ask. And then as a word of encouragement, when we look at that next verse. Now this is Jesus Christ, Son of God, totally perfect. Son of man. He was a human being, but he is perfect without flaw. But I love this verse, as it's an encouragement to us. Jesus grew. Circle grew. He grew. And the reason why that's important, he grew in wisdom. And I'm going to blow it. I'm going to say the wrong word sometime. I want to lose my cool. I mean, I don't normally do that, actually. But I'm just saying that there is going to be things, I'm just trying to relate it to you, that there are going to be times, there's going to be issues that are going to be difficult for us in our relationships. And I like this because it says, he grew. He grew. So we can look to God. We can look to Him to help us. And I think that's really part of the key, because we are saved by faith, grace through faith in Christ, and He wants us to really look to Him to help us. And we imitate God. We imitate God. I know there's a lot of stuff in the world. There's a lot of people that probably will tell you they got all the answers and there are seven helps to do life, whatever, better, I know. But the Word of God is so beautiful. So we just imitate God. We follow what He tells us in His Word. And it's so sound and it's so beautiful and it's so trustworthy. And it's meant to be an encouragement to us. And I pray that God would really help us and bless us in this. You know, it's something that can really transform us. It can help us. It can give us great peace. It can give us great joy in our relationship with others and with God as well. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You would bless us in our relationships. In our relationships one with another. That You would help us, Lord. You would strengthen us. That You would give us wisdom. That You'd help them to be fruitful. And You would just continue to encourage us with Your love